Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay. Here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Tom Rinaldi, you're on the Bears sideline. How are they feeling about this rivalry?
Well, Aaron Andrews called it spicy. It's a big week. We know how important this rivalry is. That was Ben Johnson's first message this week, directly echoing what he said 10 months ago in that opening presser. But he told us that when he interviewed to get this job, George McCaskey, the chairman of the Bears, stressed the importance of this rivalry to him. That's one of the reasons it was in his mind and one of the reasons he made those comments, guys.
Obviously, when it comes down to the wire like that and you're on the losing side of it, it's disappointing.
Well, that was a heck of a football game. Got to give the Bears a ton of credit. We knew that it was going to be a tough challenge, and it was exactly that.
Really close at the end, but give a lot of credit to Green Bay. They made a couple more plays than us.
Blitz coming. Love has time. Floats one. Watson. Down. Quick throw, Watson with the speed. Uh-oh, Christian Watson in a foot race, and he's going to win it. Touchdown, Green Bay.
That's a really good football team. We got a lot of respect. They got a good talent and good coaching. Caleb Williams, I mean, he is a tough guy to sack, and he made a ton of big-time throws tonight.
Play fake, Williams looking, throwing, it is caught.
We're fortunate that we made a play when we needed to at the end of the game, but it was a back and forth battle, particularly in that second half.
And it all comes down to this fourth and one. Williams looking, throwing, it is intercepted. Keyshawn Nixon and the Packers will win it.
This Bears team, they showed a lot of fight today, KB. That was a valiant effort. Hell of a football game.
There's a handshake, and Matt LaFleur's Packers take over first place in the NFC North.
You know, our guys do a good job of taking, our lumps from this. We'll learn from it. We'll make our corrections, and we'll move on.
You or Ben say anything to each other, or was it just a blow-by handshake?
Oh, it's just, I think, quick handshake. I mean, we'll see him again in 2 weeks. So.
Cram it up your cram hole, LaFleur.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We have got you until 6 o'clock, and there's a lot of stuff for us to do, including in 30 minutes, we are going to talk with Kurt Warner. Adam Hoge is going to be on the show at 4 o'clock. We're going to find out how Alex's trip went to Green Bay, or should I say Denmark. He went to Denmark, Wisconsin first, and then it went to the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. There's a lot to get to. Alex has made it back from Wisconsin. Thank God. Danny is here. He was left alone yesterday, and that's the way that he likes it. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Cram it up your cram hole, LaFleur. It's a little more sad today.
How about LaFleur? I mean, they got a lot of good things going on there. And Caleb Williams is really good. And I really like Alameda Zacchaeus and DJ Moore, such professional. And the way they were running the ball with Manunga, I mean, JT Barrett did a great job of coaching up them. And then look at the running backs coach. I mean, look, they clearly, with Eric Bieniemy, have got a lot of things going well for them. I mean, Dennis Allen made it tough for us all day. I mean, Ryan Poles is just the nicest man in the world. And have you ever had a conversation with Kevin Warren? That guy is really on top of it. And other than that, there's no one in the Bears organization that I'd like to say anything about.
Yeah, he definitely has felt slighted, and he clearly enjoyed it. I got to say, though, I was hoping that he would go full-on heel in the post-game presser.
Really lean into the rivalry?
Just to start with, hey, everybody, so I guess they're not going to beat us twice this year, huh? Okay, I'll take questions. That's what I was hoping you would just go ahead and
even
do.
Their post-game locker room, like the game ball portion, I watched that this morning. Very tightly edited. Who knows what happened between those edits? You know, I'd love to think some of that stuff happened, but probably not.
I kind of like your idea, Speegs. I would have liked it if you, let's reverse that. Let's make that the last part of the press conference, and let's also have him taking off his shirt in the locker room.
Just so you guys know, my pecs are really solid. You know,
and these are them. I've been lifting.
I don't need a free lame-ass hot dog to take off my shirt.
And I put ketchup on my hot dog.
I'm 12-1 against those Jamokes. All right, see you guys later. Catch you tomorrow. Right? But he didn't do that.
He didn't. He
stayed classy.
Maybe he won the second game if they win.
He stayed classy. But, man, look, I know that I might be in the minority here, but I've done some crowdsourcing as well. Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're in the minority.
Especially here and in this industry. But go ahead.
That's right. I'm not in the industry. I'm usually a boss. Let's be honest. But here's the thing. I loved that they could hang. That the Bears could hang. The joy and surprise of how good they were in the second half. The fact that the coaches made the adjustments, and they started to late in the second quarter, but they really did in the second half at halftime. It came out, and the way the offense was, and they figured out how to stay away from Micah and frustrate him and retake the control of the line of scrimmage, and they did not turtle. Cole Kmet said after the game, quote, "I've seen teams I've been a part of here fold at halftime like that."
He's right.
When things aren't going so well. So to come out like that and play the way we did, I thought was good on our end and things we've got to carry going forward. I know the players will not ever cop to a moral victory, and they don't have to. But for the fans, for the way that thing felt, I just enjoyed the fact that they could hang so much. Maybe it's the last one of the season, you know? Certainly the last one of the regular season, but in a season that has been defined by figuring out just how good are the Bears, actually. Yesterday was like a final piece to show me, you know what? They're good enough to hang in a December game of consequence at Lambeau Field. All righty then. So maybe it's the last one of the year, but I think yes to moral victory yesterday.
I love good ball, and that's what the second half of that game was. It was just good pad-popping football yesterday. You had checks and counter-checks. You had point and counterpoint. You had two teams that didn't want to give in to the other team, and it goes down to the last minute of the game. We, as a viewing public, were engaged for 60 minutes of that game. And that's what I love. I love the fact that you had the Packers being like, oh, okay, we're going to take some of these advantages. They could have done even more in the first half, but they didn't. The point that you raise about the second half, and I'm not too keen on second half adjustments. Like, it's the adjustments are happening in real time, like from series to series. And mostly what happens at halftime is guys go to the bathroom or change their socks or have a banana or orange slices or whatever.
But yeah, they got an emotional reset, which is what Ben said they needed to.
But I thought that Ben Johnson did an incredible job of taking away some of Green Bay's aggression. And Caleb played a big role in that. The fact that he was so slippery that that has now become one of the things that's made him really good at playing quarterback this year, is that you think you have him and you don't. You could see the frustration on Micah Parsons' face because he was in Caleb's face like every play.
Yeah.
He was getting there and they weren't getting him on the ground enough. But the fact that they then used that against the Packers in the second half and they ran the ball, and then you see Micah having to make choices where it's like, wait, is he going to escape? I need to keep contained. So I can't get too far up the field because he'll just go. That's where he wants to go. Mm-hmm. So I can't help him get there. Seeing some of that, seeing the – and even on the Packers side, seeing Josh Jacobs being like, I am not going to allow this to happen.
He is an absolute beast and was. And look, there's a lot that Caleb did that was very special when he was on the move, and Ben ended up doing that with him. And there are issues with Caleb, as we know. The difference in that game yesterday to me was Jordan Love being able to do some elite top-level quarterback stuff that Caleb's just not ready to do yet.
Later on, can we talk about that? Because you're a good test case on Jordan Love. Like, you've kind of been like, I don't know. Like, I'm not sure. And then you see some stuff from him where you go, oh, my God.
Yeah, no, we'll spend some time. We'll spend some time on him. And we'll spend some time on Caleb today, and certainly spend some more time on Caleb tomorrow. But it's still bigger than that. I think we're still in a space that's bigger than that because of what the season has ended up being about.
Yeah, and that's where I was on Friday with this. And the reason that I'm so adamant about the no moral victories, while also acknowledging that, yes, there was a moral victory to yesterday's game, is because the Bears have, in my opinion, have asked us to take them seriously and legitimately. And so I have adjusted my mindset to that. I am now in the place of, shouldn't we be treating this like we would be treating the Cubs or the White Sox if they were in a pennant chase?
Well, this is a great point. I think that, A, you have always identified with the player more than I have because of the volume of time you've spent covering the player, and the fact that you were a high level catcher for a while there. And like, so, and I think this is the difference between the player's perspective. It's funny, like Kevin Fishbane's piece in The Athletic literally starts with the Bears have advanced past the moral victory stage. It literally starts with that. That's his piece from inside the locker room. Yeah, they're done with that. And I get it. You can be done with that. And other people can be identifying with the players and be done with that. I'm still in the fan and the analyst space, the fanalist space, if you will. And the truth is, 2015 was the bonus year. This is, on some level, still some bonus here where I'm figuring out how good the team is and how good the coach is. That's why I know I might be in the minority, but I've done some crowdsourcing and I know I'm not alone.
I get you. I get you. This league is so unforgiving, man. It's so unforgiving, and there's so many examples. Look at Washington this year.
3-10.
Look at Minnesota this year. Look at Kansas City this year.
Kansas City is going to not win the division for the first time in 9 years.
It's so unforgiving that when you have an opportunity like this, like I don't want to just go, well, and maybe if the Bears get to the playoffs and they lose in the first round or whatever, I imagine by February, March, I probably will be in that place of copium and be like, oh, well, at least they got there and let's see how they build on it. But I think that when you're talking about a one-off, you've got one game to win, then it can be the bounce of the ball. Like, it can be you. It doesn't, you don't have to just bow to the idea of that you're too early for this to be for real.
I hear you, but maybe that's it too for me. Like, there are four games left, and there you get them again in 2 weeks.
And I want to see, you know how I feel about seeing Ben on the re-up.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, because I think we're learning. Ben and LaFleur adjusted to each other before that game even began.
It was great.
There was a listener that asked Wani the question on Thursday when we had him in studio in the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance space. Do you think that Matt LaFleur is going to adjust to what the Bears do and Ben will already have adjusted to what he thinks LaFleur is going to do? I love the question. Wani's like, yes, immediately. And that's what we saw, some high-level coaching stuff. I think it's the last opportunity. Yesterday's the last opportunity for any sort of moral victory feeling, because for me anyway, because you went up to Green Bay. Now you better win. You better beat them in 2 weeks at home. And if they get into the playoffs and they play a thriller in the playoffs and lose, I don't think that one's going to feel like a moral victory either. I think this was like the last hurdle I needed to see, and you can hang with Green Bay.
Okay, so now let's talk about the thing that everyone immediately after the game was talking about. The final play. Was anyone else open? Does anybody really know what time it is? We are going to go through that. We're going to walk through it and talk about our feelings on it, our multiple watchings of it, the things that we heard people say about it.
Every former quarterback who, as Olin said, is racing to Twitter to break down the play.
He's right. They were all out there for you last night.
Oh, yeah, they were.
And everyone else was like, I need to see a replay. Was DJ Moore open? He should have thrown him the ball. We'll discuss that next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Fourth and one, Chicago. Just inside the 15 of Green Bay. They get motion to the tight end to the right. Fake to Swift, bootlegging left, Williams looking, floats the end zone, it's intercepted!
Intercepted!
An interception, a leaping interception by Keyshawn Nixon, and there is your dagger! 22 seconds ago, and the Packers have hung on!
What a great play by Keyshawn Nixon.
I mean, I don't care, I do this me, everybody else. Excuse my language, but, you know, I am who I say I am, and I always tell myself that, and then I come on the field and play like that. But that's just a play. I got to keep making them.
Okay, that's Keyshawn Nixon. He made the play that saved the game, possibly for the Packers. He also had two personal foul calls.
Hothead weirdo.
That, but hey, look, he probably is an edge guy like C.J. Gardner-Johnson
is,
right?
This
like,
is some of the emotional profile of Nichols out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's some dudes out there like that. He's their Nickelback.
Yeah.
He's a shirt man syndrome. He's a scrappy like, he's so scrappy, like.
He's scrappy dude.
That's Micah talking about Keyshawn?
Yeah. Look, man. I know that we've got other things to talk about, but my goodness, Micah Parsons.
He split a double team.
He's so good.
At one point, it was like it was nothing. Just absolutely nothing.
He split a double team and pushed one of his teammates out of the way. on his way to Caleb.
I've never seen a game plan like Ben Johnson's, especially in the second half, that was specifically to get his man's out of the pocket in that way.
I think you're going to see a similar game plan on Sunday.
As Miles Garrett comes calling.
Because a bigger problem, if one can imagine a bigger problem than Micah Parsons, a bigger problem is coming to town on Sunday.
We here at Turn the Page Industries refuse to acknowledge the Cleveland Browns just yet.
Sorry. All right, let's talk about the play that Keyshawn Nixon made, and let's talk about what ended up happening on that play at the end of the game. It makes you sad because you go, oh, there was an opportunity there. And in watching the play over again, there's a couple things that I feel need to be addressed. One, Cole Kmet's open early. If Caleb gets the ball out early, and if it's maybe a little bit more of a pylon throw or a sideline throw, Cole Kmet makes that catch fairly easily.
That's asking for an instantaneous decision to go for it from your young quarterback who who's got a lot on his mind.
Two, the Packers sniffed that play out, and they did a good job with the Caleb part of it. The idea of Caleb getting out on the edge, they had four players over there, ended up being five, which is why Cole was open early on in the play. Three, DJ Moore was open, but the timing of it didn't really match up to where Caleb was and how he was moving. That's how I feel about it.
I think Mahomes makes that throw to DJ Moore, might see him and is able to. There's a few quarterbacks who can. I know it's a really weird one. It's a weird spot. He also could have waited another split second for DJ to stop or for people to keep moving. Like, there were other things that Caleb could have done. But he had a lot on his mind and on his plate, which leads me to a broader point. But by the way, here's Caleb after the game. He's talking about the Loveland pass, but he then cops to something in the follow-up.
Not tough at all. Just got to get him a better ball. Thank you too much.
There it is. So you just grabbed the shorty. Good job, Tanny. That's him about just thinking too much. Just thinking too much. In this league, when the quarterback is a weapon like that in the red zone, you want to put it in his hands and trust him, like with Hurts or with Josh Allen or with Mahomes. But he didn't have to do that just yet. I hated the play call.
You wanted them to run it.
I wanted them to run and get the first down. And then you got four shots of the end zone with timeouts. What do you still had three timeouts in your pocket at that point, even though it's 27 seconds.
Two timeouts.
So you get that first down. You got four shots of the end zone with two timeouts in your pocket, and then you unleash all your special plays and get yourself a touchdown. That's what I wanted them to do. But I feel like Ben was a little bit too urgent before he needed to. I thought that Ben, who has been a master of game situation for the most part, had a really tough finish. I think he should have called a timeout before third down and left themselves some more time. You're in control at that point. You can still make them eat clock and stuff. He let it get down to 27, and then he decided to feel the urgency of calling that play on fourth and one. I didn't like the play call on fourth and one. Now, there are some people who could say that's when you could get him napping on
that,
a pass.
That you go play action on that play.
Which they did. And Caleb did have some options to make it. But I thought he put it in Caleb's hands with a do or die situation before he needed to. That's why I didn't love the play call myself.
Fair. I know that we live in the space of now everyone is like, they've got the play, they're freezing in, they'd be like, look, DJ's open. And it did look like DJ had the I'm open face as he was walking back to the sideline after the ball is intercepted.
Yeah.
I just think that
it's too hard to do.
Yeah.
I get it.
I think it's too hard of a throw. I wish my criticism of Caleb is that was a mailbox play, right? Where all of a sudden Cole's like, hey.
Throw the ball to the man.
I am by myself.
And Caleb said that. He was thinking too much, and he said he needs to put up a better ball, and he tried to make it a 50-50, and he didn't need to do that.
And we know that they don't like 50-50.
No, hit them and let them run and do it. So we're in a space where I don't like the play call, and I don't like Caleb's choices and the execution. He could have just run for it. Just run for that pylon and get the first down.
I don't know if he made, like, that's the part that I like what Green Bay did. They were like, you are not running anywhere, sir. You are going to have to throw this ball. And they overloaded on that side, which is part of the reason that DJ Moore is able to leak out. It's part of the reason that Cole Kmet acts like he's lost and he's down the field. Let's go around the room. Are we all going for two? If they score?
I said it in the thread.
You sure absolutely. Did.
Like early on it, you
before
know, and then
Brady.
Before Brady. Yep, exactly. Definitely would have, because I would not have wanted to roll the dice against that offense in overtime. That would have been more deflating, I feel like, for your ball club than losing it after scoring the touchdown and failing on 2 point.
Alex, you were there.
Yeah, we were talking about the whole time. We said it was down on our end of the field. And we're like, they're going to score here, and they're going to go for two to win the game. And they may try to run it in at that point because they were so effective with the run in the second half.
And that's why it stung so much to have it end like that, didn't it?
Right
that
in front of my
like,
face.
Oh, I bet. And right on the couch where I was, I'm like, I'm gonna get a 2 point conversion to try to win this thing. Shades of Wani doing it. Remember when Wani went for two against Green Bay when the Bears were getting dominated, but all of a sudden they had a shot. And I love that Wani went for two at that time. I would have loved this, you know. And you got denied that. And man, that's got to leave a mark. It's got to leave a mark on Ben and a mark on Caleb that moment. I think he was thinking a little bit too much. And I wonder if Ben thinks even he was thinking a little bit too much.
Well, they've got to let go of it quickly because now you're in a dogfight for the last playoff spot in the NFC. That becomes important. That's why I wanted them to win yesterday. Let's talk with Kurt Warner about the final play, how the two quarterbacks played, what he thinks of the Bears and the Packers. We'll do that with the Hall of Famer next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.